Basically, in the OS X server version, there is a lot that's still with AppleScript. I mean, if you have it enabled in your system, it can still cause damage if somebody runs it maliciously. I guess the only thing to really do is if you are running the server, you know, just make sure you know what you're running. For the most part, Macs are still secure enough that you can't just break into one without doing something like, you know, throwing a Trojan on the system first or having some services running that, you know, really, I mean, as far as Unix goes, yeah, if you run services, you might get hacked. But if you're smart about it and you have your latest patches and everything, it should really shouldn't cause you any trouble there. If you want a tape drive, you can have one too. All right, unfortunately, I don't have anything else to give out, but I can take more questions. Back there. Actually, I really can't hear you. Do you want to come up here with one of the mics? The fans up here are kind of noisy. Okay, the question was, can you give Apple scripts, I believe compiled scripts you're talking about there? Okay, basically, it's can you give them an extension, like .log or anything like that? You could, but the way OS X operates is, for the most part, it will try and open it then, as if it was, you know, a text file or whatever. It will not run the script, so basically you get a bunch of gibberish. That's the way it works for most of OS X, in terms of changing the names and stuff. Any other questions? Sorry, my hearing's horrible, so.
So you showed how to get to the command line from AppleScript. Yeah. How about the other way around?
All right. The question was that I showed how to get to the command line from AppleScript, and he was asking how about the other way around. Yes, you can. You can write scripts in the terminal. You can also just go directly from the terminal, I believe. Let's just open that up here. Not Internet Explorer. Okay, SCPT is the extension for AppleScript, is what he said there. Basically, I believe it's the OSA lang, if I remember correctly. That will list the normal scripts that are listed, what you can use for the scripting system, AppleScript and generic scripting system. You can compile scripts in the terminal, although I will admit that I have not really messed around that myself too much. I do prefer the Apple editor, script editor program, just because I usually suck at typing, so I make lots of mistakes. But it is possible to go back to back, you know, compile something in the editor that can execute terminal commands, write something in the terminal that can do Apple scripts. So that is right, that can do that. Any other questions? Pardon me? OSA script? Yes. Okay. Any other questions? In terms of accessing, okay, the question was accessing applications. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's actually a lot of different general commands that a lot of the applications hold. So when you go to open up something, let's just go back to, let's say choose this. In its dictionary that comes up, we basically have a list of the subset of the standard commands, which are basically the same for the whole system. Then each one has its own separate ones that might not be the same on all systems. Specific to the Apple system profiler is the report one on here. But you can access a number of general ones that are the same throughout the whole system. Is that pretty much what you're wondering there? Okay, in terms of security, accessing between two applications, you can use it to access different applications, you know, cause them to run whatever you want, unless the permissions are such that the user that's logged in and running the AppleScript cannot run that. So for the most part, it is open that you could run between two applications, and that does have some security issues inherent to that. Back there. Yes, you can run scripts as different users. You can. Right now, the terminal commands are a little shoddy still in OS X. Just the shell that you get that AppleScript executes with is not, it's not going to give you a full-fledged commander of the system. There are ways, I believe, I'm not positive on this, to pass a password along with the shell commands. You can change, switch users and execute something like sudo or whatever you want to do there. So you could execute something as root, yes. Any other questions? Okay, right up front. Okay, he was asking, do you have to set an implicit quit at the end when you, like, say I opened up the Apple remote or Apple system profiler there. When it accesses it, for the most part, because I was accessing it for its dictionary, it opened it up. If you're running a program that would access it and just get some information of it, sometimes it won't even open up the program unless it needs to actually access something in terms of opening. Pardon me, I just got lost there. Basically, what you would do there is, yes, sometimes you do need an implicit quit if you're going to want the program to close, but there are, I believe, a number of scripts that you can run for the most part where it would not even open the application. It would just pass the argument right through to wherever you want it to be sent to. Any other questions? Okay, over there. The question is, can you embed AppleScript into an email? You can attach AppleScript, but as of now, even with the mail program, you can't actually embed something in an email that would run. You can, however, have an AppleScript that, say, it would find a certain email. You could have it be polling the mailbox, and when it sees that email, it could execute then. So if it was something on the system already, you could have something along those lines, yes. Anybody else? Back there. And the question was, are there any known exploits for AppleScripts with Apple events, you said? Okay, I actually didn't catch that last part there. Okay, remote Apple events. Right now, there's none that I know of, although if you're letting remote access to your system, in any case, there are definitely some security issues there. What he's talking about there, let me just show you real quick, is under the network, not network users. Or am I confusing myself now? Sharing, okay, yes, it's been a long day. I drove 33 hours to get out here. Okay, you can allow a remote login as well as allow remote Apple events. It allows users to send Apple events to your computer. Yes, that could be a security issue because you could send anything from a shutdown command. The core of AppleScript is Apple events, so basically any AppleScript you could do with an Apple event. It's a little bit low level in terms of the programming for that, but yes, that would definitely be a security issue. I do not know of any exploits per se, though, that are out for that. Okay, anybody else have any questions? Or are we all ready to go drink and party tonight?